to the CrocCast, a podcast for peace studies conversations convened by the University of Notre Dame's Croc Institute for International Peace Studies, part of the Keough School of Global Affairs. I'm Anna Van Overberg, Assistant Director for Academic Administration and Undergraduate Studies here at the Croc Institute. Every year, the United Nations Institute for Training and Research, which we'll refer to as UNITAR for short, hosts the She Leads for Peace Summer School, a program dedicated to providing women peace builders with the necessary skills to be a leader for peace as they transition from their education into their professional careers. For the past 2 years, the Croc Institute has had the privilege of partnering with UNITAR to send a delegation of 7 Notre Dame undergraduate women to Geneva to take part in this event. The delegate students are selected and sponsored by the Croc Institute, and during their 2 weeks in Geneva, they are introduced to the ecosystem of non-governmental and intergovernmental agencies involved in global peace and development. And they hear from accomplished women in the field about the challenges and opportunities for becoming women leaders for peace. The students also spend a significant amount of time engaging in self-reflection about their own leadership strengths and career goals, and they even find time to meet up with some of our Croc Institute alumni for a shared meal. Today, I am joined by Mary Kay Cashman, Erin Tutai, and Ella Ermschler, 3 peace studies students who participated in the 2023 She Leads for Peace Summer School this past August. Mary Kay Cashman is a senior from New Jersey studying political science and peace studies with minors in both theology and Catholic social tradition. This year, she also works as a student ambassador for the Croc Institute's undergraduate program in peace studies.
Hi, I'm super excited to talk about UNITAR. Thanks for having me.
Next, we have Erin Tutai. Erin is a senior from the Chicago area who is also studying political science. She is completing a concentration in peace studies as part of a supplementary major in global affairs, and somehow, in addition to all of that, she's earning a minor in social entrepreneurship and innovation.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
And finally, we have Ella Ermschler. Ella is also from Chicago and a junior in Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business, where she studies management consulting. In addition to her business major, she is pursuing a minor in peace studies through the Croc Institute.
Hi, thanks for having me and thanks for the opportunity overall.
Welcome and thank you all for joining me today for this conversation about your recent experience at the She Leads for Peace Summer School. Before we get into the details of your time with UNITAR, I thought our listeners might appreciate hearing a bit more about why you chose peace studies as part of your education at Notre Dame. So Mary Kate and Erin, let's start with you since you're seniors set to graduate in a few months. What drew you to the Croc Institute and motivated you to study peace?
I decided to add a major in peace studies through the Croc Institute because I really just appreciated the opportunities and the emphasis that it provides on creating more of like a lasting peace and a positive peace instead of just simply the absence of violence.
I, by chance, through my freshman year registration, took Intro to Peace Studies with Professor George Lopez and was amazed by the class and thought it was really fantastic. And since I was already studying global affairs, I needed to declare a concentration anyways, and peace studies felt like a natural fit.
Ella, it probably makes sense to a lot of people that students in political science might explore questions of peace and conflict, but doing peace studies as part of a degree in business might not be quite as obvious to some. So why did you choose peace studies, and how do you see it fitting in with the study of management?
So halfway through my freshman year, I decided to add the peace studies minor because I felt like my business classes were getting very financial focused. It was a lot of focus on making profit and the business side of the world when most of the world is actually a humanitarian focus. So I thought by adding that peace studies minor, I would be able to bridge those two realms a little bit and later in life kind of work the divide between business and peace studies to find some business supported humanitarian solutions.
So could you tell us a little bit, any of you, about what some of your current career goals and aspirations are or were heading into the experience in Geneva this past summer?
So going into Geneva this past summer, I was a rising junior. Now I'm in my junior year. And my goal, and I guess it's still my plan right now, is to go into consulting. So I think by going into consulting for the first couple years of my career development outside of school, it'll teach me a lot of very valuable skills. But I think going past consulting and later in life, my end goal is to work more on the humanitarian side, whether it's through nonprofits or consulting agencies that work with humanitarian efforts.
I'm looking more to join the Foreign Service in different capacities, so working for the UN is definitely a career aspiration.
I'm really interested in kind of more peace building at the community level, so I wasn't sure if I wanted to do that through like a government or NGO, kind of through the more international affairs realm, or through more of like a social work realm.
So it seems like this was an opportunity that all of you had to kind of be exposed to some part of the peace building field and get a better sense of how your career aspirations might fit. But as students at the Kroc Institute and the Keough School, there are a lot of different opportunities that are available to you as students, things that you can undertake outside of classes. So what attracted you to this particular opportunity offered by UNITAR?
Something that attracted me right off the bat was the opportunity to study along with students from other schools. So I know the Kroc Institute has other situations like that as well, but through this specific opportunity at UNITAR, we were able to meet so many wonderful women just that were our age and also women in the peace building world already. So I really liked that opportunity.
Yeah, I feel like this opportunity stood out to me just because I would get a chance to actually travel to a place where so many people in the international affairs and peacebuilding fields work. So just kind of getting to like actually meet with them and see what their jobs actually look like, I just thought would be really helpful as I try to discern what I want to do after graduation.
Similar to Mary Kate, I am just fascinated by that ecosystem in Geneva and all the different international organizations working together, and even the UN, how it's divided. And it's really inspiring seeing the people that are there, because everyone is from around the world and they're all together and they actually like believe in the mission and believe in what they're doing. And it's really hardworking people doing that too. So there's a lot of discussions on like, what is the UN actually doing? But there actually are people working there and really dedicated to their jobs, which is really inspiring to see.
So you were only there for, I think, 2 weeks, right? So do you feel like 2 weeks in that ecosystem gave you a sense of what you were looking for in terms of career discernment?
I think it did, because I think the program did a really great job of showing us just like kind of different fields within that ecosystem and different places to work. So we obviously got to meet with the people that work at UNITAR and at other UN agencies, and just kind of getting to see what the different roles in that can look like. And then we also met with two women from kind of more of like an environmental peacebuilding NGO, as well as meeting with women who work at the International Red Cross. So just kind of getting to see like the different ways that there are like different job opportunities that there are, and as well as meeting with the Kroc alums, that was also very helpful.
So in addition to career discernment, what did you gain for participating in this summer school? Are there questions that it helped you answer about yourself other than your future career plans?
One of the best things that I think we all came out of the experience with is the network of women that we now have. Like getting to know the women that we were with for the 2 weeks was really worthwhile. And there are definitely some really vulnerable moments we all shared together in tears at the end of the 2 weeks, but we all stay connected through a LinkedIn group, and it's nice to just like be able to check in and see what everyone's up to and support one another in that way. And that was, even the summer school experience itself was unique, at least for me, is I hadn't really been in a space where it was only women and talking about these issues, and I thought that that was, it was a pretty like sacred space, honestly.
I completely agree with Erin's point. I think just being in the environment of all women is something that I had also never experienced, but it was truly, I think, transformational and something that every woman should experience at some point in her life, to talk about issues in an environment like that. And then also off the point of a network, I think it was also a very valuable experience just to see how many different opportunities or niches or different parts of the ecosystem you could fit into, because we talked to such a broad array of women with different jobs and people working all over the world and all over Geneva as well, that it really opened my eyes to the sense that there wasn't one direct path, that you could do a lot with the goals that you wanted to achieve.
So speaking of this being an opportunity that was specifically for women, and particularly those new to their careers or who are getting ready to transition from education to professional life, as two of you are about to do soon, a seminar like this, what does it contribute to the peacebuilding field by focusing specifically on women leading peace?
I found it to be really impactful just because I think it really allowed us to focus on the individual strengths that we may like associate with women as well, kind of just like empathy and nurturing care. So I think it really allowed us to kind of cultivate those qualities within ourselves, but kind of do it in a group setting as well. So I think that that was really important, because obviously just looking at the international political sphere in general today, those skills are just really important.
And there definitely was an empowerment element to it. So I was definitely empowered listening to the other women that we were participating with and being amazed by their aspirations or accomplishments that they've already had. and then finding that power within myself. We did a lot of like leadership discernment exercises and trying to find your leadership style. And there was like one day where we were supposed to pick from this like model, like a word that we really wanted to hone in on. And I ended up being the only one that chose power, which I thought was, it was like really funny. We all were like, why was I the only one? But the facilitator thought that was like great. And she like, we like sat up, we were in the UN that day. So she made me like sit up in like one of the like delegation areas and like talk to her about it. And I was like, this is so great. But yeah, it was like something awesome. Like you can claim that and feel empowered and walk around the UN.
So why did you choose the word power? Just out of curiosity.
It's something that I wanted to work on. I wanted to feel powerful in what I was doing. And I think it also, power in my education too. Like especially as a senior, I've learned a lot over these years, but I feel like this next step is like, what have you learned and what can you do with that? And like, how can you give that back to the world? And I feel like you really need to have a sense of your own power in order to do that effectively.
Sure. And a word probably that as women, we don't really claim as much as we could.
Or there's like negative connotations with it, so.
We also had a safe space one day during the program to talk about specifically the challenges of being a woman in power and thinking back to why those challenges came up. So we talked a lot about how like childhood, stereotypes isn't the right word, but childhood kind of ingrained values that we see just from such a young age and how those build up to present more challenges of women working in professional positions. And I think that was also just very valuable to talk about with just women and see the different perspectives from all over the world of how that was seen.
Did you find, given that there were participants from around the world, that there were sort of cultural differences in how different women brought their experience to this particular seminar? And how did that influence the discussions that you had about some of these questions? Because I think power and the way that we think about it, and sometimes too, is also very tied to our sort of American understanding of how leadership works. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look like that everywhere. So I'm kind of wondering what participants from other national and cultural backgrounds brought to your learning and the conversation.
I think there are definitely disconnects in the passions that different participants had because of where they came from. But I think because we had those 2 weeks together in such an intimate situation, we really got to know each other's backstories and then see where those passions were coming from. So at first, we were just butting heads about the ideas. But after the 2 weeks, we saw why those passions were those passions and kind of what had formed them. And I think that was really impressive to see.
I remember on the very first day, we kind of collectively had to come up with a set of like group standards just with like values that were important to us and that we wanted to like share with the group just that way everyone could feel comfortable in that space. So I think that was definitely like very helpful just because everything in the program was so intentional, I think, about allowing us to like be thoughtful about our differences and learning from each other.
I thought it was interesting too, sometimes the group work elements or conversations around teamwork often had like competing ideas or interests, which I just thought was really interesting because at least all the American students, we all seemed to be on the same page with like how we should go about this, but there were definitely some other ideas. And it was interesting learning from that and seeing that, oh, they maybe approach this problem in a different way, which I also thought was like a great exposure into like that might be what you're dealing with. If you're working in the international sphere, you're going to be working with a lot of people from different backgrounds. So how do you approach group work, or how do you work as a team in that setting?
And that just reminds me as well of something super impactful from one of our guest speakers who I think she has like a very high up position within UNICEF, and she reminded us all to be like water to change your form but never your substance. I think that was the saying. Mm-hmm. So I think that was just like really, I think we were told that pretty early on, so that was definitely something that we carried with us throughout the 2 weeks.
I think another really impactful and powerful thing we learned from group work was that a lot of people wouldn't give up on their ideas in a positive way, which isn't something I always experience here. Sometimes if we're in a group setting and doing work, one person will take the leadership position and will go with their idea. But I feel like during those 2 weeks, you could see different people give their ideas. And when someone said, oh, maybe we should go this way, in a very like kind and I guess positive way, they would say, yes, but this is my idea and here's why. So I think that was super empowering to just see people stick to their ideas and not give up just because someone disagreed.
So the summer school also devotes a significant amount of time to personal reflection, which some of you have mentioned, on your own particular leadership ability and potential and style. Was there anything that surprised you about what you learned about yourself from a leadership perspective?
I guess this isn't necessarily a leadership perspective, but I think something that surprised me was actually the value I took from activities after getting into them. For example, there were a couple different ones where I thought they wouldn't be very impactful to me. For example, MK and I actually had the experience of going on a walk together, but the stipulation in that walk was that each person had to talk for 7 minutes straight without the other person being allowed to talk at all. And at first I thought it wouldn't be the most valuable thing and it would be very hard to talk for those 7 minutes. But as we got into it, the conversation that I guess the monologue I was having with myself definitely got easier, and I saw so much more value in that activity afterwards. And I think there are a lot of different things like that that happened and that I took forward and I really appreciate now.
Well, and let's expand the question a little bit. So what do you think those sort of moments contributed to how you view yourself as a peace builder?
We had a lot of exercises that were, we did meditation, we talked about self-care, and I think that was important because it reminded all of us that in order to be a good peace builder and to be effective, you have to be good yourself. You have to make sure you're checking in on yourself, especially if you're working in really tough and difficult contexts. It's really important to be checking in. It's important to have those outlets or have that network of people to rely on when times do get tough.
It really taught me a lot about building intentionality and instilling my values into the spaces that I enter, especially when I'm in spaces of more like actively working towards peace building. So for me, I realized that like the values that I held and why I was able to thrive throughout the 2 weeks in this conference or seminar were because for me, authenticity and cultivating a sense of belonging are really important to me. So when I felt like I was able to do both of those things, I felt like I was able to get the most out of the experience, but I feel like I really was only able to hone in on those because of all the time that we spent reflecting and participating in all of these activities. So it definitely really gave me a way just to like think about how I was able to apply like what was helpful there about working in group spaces to my time beyond.
In a lot of training seminars, that kind of extended time of self-reflection and sort of internal work isn't always a part of the curriculum or part of the design. And a lot of people find it challenging, especially when you're in a space, even a safe space, with people that you've gotten to know quickly and to trust quickly, to kind of work through some of those things. Were there challenges about doing that particular kind of internal work or tough questions you had to ask yourself about what might be different about what you want to do with your peace studies work in the future than what you expected?
At least for me, I really enjoy doing stuff like that. I like journaling and stuff, so I enjoyed it. And I think maybe it was difficult because I was like, oh, I feel like I think about these all the time, or I feel like this is always on my mind. But I do think, and MK mentioned this about values, I thought that was really important when we were doing the reflective exercises or writing stuff down. It was important for me to recognize my values and then make sure that I'm incorporating it in my life, especially with graduation coming up and deciding what I'm going to do next, making sure that I do something that does align with my values and really thinking about that and what I want to do, which did bring up some kind of uncomfortable moments.
I guess I would say it was uncomfortable for me at some points to hear the guest speakers just like talk about like what it took to get to their journey and what their day-to-day work looked like, because I went into this conference and obviously like all of the jobs like we talked about in the ecosystem are so different, but there were just certain things that I was went in thinking that I might really want to do this, and then just after hearing about what the career path and what the kind of work that it took to get to that point looked like, I realized that it wasn't very aligned with my values or just like what I want to do. So that was definitely difficult, just to kind of realize that like, oh, I might have to take a little pivot in what I'm thinking about doing next. But yeah, I think it was a really great space to be able to do that kind of reflection.
I think the reflection aspect of the 2 weeks was definitely very important, but I also found it very challenging at times just to kind of sit with my own thoughts sometimes for so long, especially about big questions I was having, such as career path questions or where I want my life to go. Because as a rising junior, I felt like I had so much time at school left, but then once we started talking so much about careers, it really hit me that I needed to kind of get my act together and decipher, at least for now, the path I wanted to go down. So I think that was definitely a challenge. But I think given the nature of some of our days and what our activities were, I think that space for reflection was really nice. Specifically, I remember we went to the Red Cross Museum one day, and then we had a debrief and time for reflection after. And I think that was a really valuable time and something that could have been glazed over in another situation, but was really helpful for us then.
So I think that this is an interesting observation that you've all made, especially in light of what Erin said about self-care, because in our professional lives, we so rarely give ourselves permission to spend time or create the space to kind of think about those questions of value and belief and what's important to us and making sure that what we're doing and what we're devoting a lot of time to is aligned with those things. So you've mentioned some particular moments that have stood out from your 2 weeks in Geneva, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about just some of the specifics of your time there, and were there other moments that stood out that helped you sort of bond as a group or really solidify what you were learning?
One moment in particular that stood out to me was after class one day, we decided to have a picnic. It happened to be Jen's birthday, which was a really great coincidence, but we all met at a local park that overlooked the lake and was close to where we were having class, and we all brought different snacks and foods from the grocery store. One woman was from France, just over the border, so she actually cooked and then brought food for us, and we had a really great time just chatting with each other outside of a facilitated conversation. We went swimming in Lake Geneva. There was a local salsa dancing class, I believe, going on right next to us, so it was just really a great way to get to know everyone a little bit more and have more of a natural conversation and bond through that experience.
And Jen was one of the other Notre Dame students. Yes. in the group, right? Okay.
Something that was really a highlight for me was on our free Saturday when some of us from Notre Dame and Wellesley took a train 30 minutes away to Lausanne, which was where the International Olympic Museum was located. And that was just really fun to look through because I'd like always been a big fan of sports and watching the Olympics, but I didn't realize like how connected that was to peace building, so I just thought it was like a really cool like extracurricular chance, I guess.
It really is an ecosystem.
Yeah.
Like, there's, you know, so many things that are kind of connected to that, those fields of peace building and international cooperation and development. So yeah, even the Olympics and even sport. So you heard from a lot of different speakers from different parts of the ecosystem and international peace and development fields. What piece of advice or experience from them was the most meaningful?
One piece of advice that I gained specifically during one of the events was when we were doing a speed dating event with different young professionals. So we would basically just talk to each different professional for about 20 minutes in groups to kind of get a feel for what their journey was and what their life looked like now. And then we would rotate. So we talked to a lot of young professionals that day. And one of the women had, I'm not recalling what she's doing right now. I believe she's actually in consulting, but she talked about taking like a 2-year hiatus to go either teach yoga or teach some kind of spiritual practice in a country that I just hadn't been expecting. And she really emphasized that it was your life and that you needed to do what felt right for you. I think from her, I learned that you really just need to listen to your gut. And if something feels wrong or if something really feels right, then you should listen to that.
Another thing from the Young Professionals panel that I took away was really two key things that aren't amazing to talk about, but one of them was the financial challenges of getting started in this industry. You either have to have a graduate degree or you need to have years of experience, and that might be taking on unpaid positions or internships or different tours for a certain amount of months. And along with that, the worry about job security, especially when working for the UN and taking on these different contracts, they said can be a little bit stressful, and having to constantly be applying and a little bit worried about where you'll be next. So it was just good considerations to have and to be aware of, and it's not all glamorous or as easy to get your foot in the door as it might seem.
Something that I really learned from the speakers is that there's many paths to get to where you want to be, and also just it's always a good reminder that we're young, we're still in college, and that we might not even know like all of the opportunities that are out there even after like learning about all of these fields and positions and jobs in peace building. Just so it's kind of taught me to like keep an open mind and just kind of see where life takes me.
So what challenges do you see for women in the field of peace and development? I mean, we talked a little bit about the financial reality of getting started, but there's obviously still, the seminar obviously kind of speaks to the fact that there's still a need to kind of lift women up in this field. So based on your experience there or other experiences you've had as a peace study student, what do you see as the challenges of being a woman in this field that you're going to be pursuing after graduation?
I think this is a challenge for women in any field, but it is a topic that we talked about a couple times, if I'm remembering correctly. We talked about the pressure of having a family and being kind of the designated person responsible for a child in that family as the mother figure, which can be hard as a professional in any sense, trying to balance your life goals and your work goals with starting a family, because traditionally it would seem like the woman would be the one who would have to give up a little bit of her goals to then support that family. But one of our facilitators had children, so she spoke to that very well, and how you don't need to give up your goals just because you want to have another goal in a different area of your life.
One of my focuses in my political science studies is in international security, and I'm in a fellowship program here that focuses on that. And so we talk a lot about having just representation in that field because it's not great. So I think that's a challenge, at least for women in the international peace and security field.
Something that I see as a major challenge, both for myself and for kind of women, especially female professionals all around, is just self-confidence. Because I think it can just be really hard sometimes when you're in a room with other really smart and talented people. It can just be really easy to doubt yourself. And that was definitely something that I had really been like trying to focus on through the conference, and I found that it was really helpful. I feel like the reflection opportunities just gave me a really great time to focus. For me especially, I had been abroad for 6.5 months immediately prior to this conference. So I think it gave me an opportunity to reflect on all of the skills I gained, especially when it came to things like living independently when I was abroad, and really helped me to focus them not just on myself, but on kind of how I want to bring those skills forward into my career and into the people that I interact with in the future.
One thing we also focused on a lot in the seminar was the importance of mentorship and having mentors in the field and also not in the field guide you in the importance of creating that network of different mentors. And I thought that was really valuable, especially in like the international peace and security field, is having these women that have already broken down barriers or have had very extensive careers, and seeking their advice and having their mentorship is really valuable and important. And we also talked a lot about just the idea of like women building each other up, instead of sometimes it can be a competition and that it's seen as a competition between women. And our facilitator would always kind of hone in on us, like, we need to stop this competition madness and just support one another and be lifting each other up and helping one another out, which I thought was a really important theme to instill.
Had any of you been familiar with UNITAR before this experience, or was that a new agency of the UN for you?
That was new for me.
For me as well, I had never heard of it.
Yeah.
On the very first day of the program, we learned, I think, about the 16, 17, or 18 Sustainable Development Goals of the UN. So kind of just learning about like how the UN takes those into account all the time. So I think it was really important because one of the goals is on peace, justice, and strong institutions. So I think that a really important part of that is just creating leaders that are able to navigate those spaces and do so in a thoughtful and empathetic way.
I think it's also so helpful that they have a specific organization dedicated to just training and research, because that's such an important step in the process of creating world leaders, kind of like MK was saying, where in order to have these really influential and successful people, they need to have the right foundation. And by dedicating this organization to making that foundation for not only the people that become well-known, but also other people all over the world, I think it just is a great way to set up for success. It's just another form of education that needs to be spread, and they're doing a pretty good job of spreading it.
I also think the work of UNITAR is really important in its global presence, because to my understanding, they work a lot with local actors and the areas they're in, which I think is really important in the peace-building field. And I think that expands that education and training element to really incorporate the local
So this is a program that, and a partnership that the Kroc Institute is likely to continue to work with UNITAR on. So I am curious what advice or recommendations you would give to other students that might want to do this opportunity in the future, or what you would say to them to encourage them to take advantage of this opportunity.
I would definitely say that it's just an experience unlike anything else that you'll ever have as an undergraduate in peace studies, because obviously Kroc is so well connected, but just getting to actually be like in person in the same place as all of these people that are working in the field is just such a valuable opportunity. And I would definitely say for women that are going to participate in the program in the future, for future Kroc students, just to kind of go in with an open mind, because kind of going in, I thought it would be like a 2-week speed, like, peace training theory workshop, and it definitely was a lot more focused on leadership and personal development. But I think that's honestly really amazing, because I know my education here at Kroc has already provided me with so much amazing knowledge of the peace field. So I think just kind of learning about how to apply what I've learned here to my future as a leader was so important.
A piece of advice I would have for a young woman who's looking at this program is just to apply. I saw the application the night it was due, and I decided to give it a shot, even though I didn't think I was very qualified as a business student to go on a trip to Geneva for 2 weeks. And I ended up obviously getting it and having such an amazing experience and really broadening my worldview. So my first piece of advice is just to apply. And then I think a second piece of advice I would have is to get to know your Notre Dame students on campus if you can, because then when you go to Geneva, you'll meet so many amazing women from different areas that are also in the program. So if you can get that Notre Dame cohort, those relationships built first, you can then focus on all of the new people you're meeting, which is so valuable and amazing.
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity. And I mean, Geneva is a wonderful city, so it was nice to explore and get to know the city a bit more and really enjoy our time there. And I think it also was really worthwhile to have exposure to all the different careers that are operating in the city. For example, when we went to the ICRC, I didn't know the extent to their work, and I was now like looking into careers with them. And I think coming out of the experience then, I would recommend anyone to apply if you are unsure about your career goals, and it's just a great opportunity to have exposure into the different opportunities that are out there, and then also seeing that it's doable and it's not a daunting career aspiration, that you can do it and you can get there at some point.
You also had an opportunity while you were there to join several Kroc alumni for a group dinner, women who are working in careers in peace and security and development in Geneva. And so tell us a little bit about that and what it was like to meet other professionals from outside of the conference seminar itself who are also working in this field but have the same connection to Kroc and Notre Dame that you do.
For me, that was an incredible experience, definitely one of the highlights of the whole trip, and that was because many of them worked for UN Women, which was an organization I didn't really know about before, but I was able to learn a little bit about. I think our dinner with them was towards the end of the trip, so I learned a bit about UN Women kind of in the lead up to that, but I just thought it was such an incredible learning opportunity, because here I had never really taken any classes in like the role of gender in peacebuilding, and quite honestly I didn't really see it as something I was especially interested in, but just kind of hearing about the work and the different projects that those women are doing in their day-to-day lives on the job, I became really interested in the work that UN Women does. So it was definitely a really incredible opportunity just to like open up a new pathway in my career that I would have never considered previously.
The Kroc connection is a super helpful tool to start making connections that are meaningful, because we are having dinner with women who are later in their careers, just starting out their careers, who studied at the Kroc Institute, who I have been in classes with, or who we've shared the same professors. So being able to talk about those kind of things in Notre Dame was really fun as well.
And I think another thing just about Notre Dame alumni in general that really shone through with the Kroc alumni was that they're so willing to give you their true experience and let you see their life. For example, the restaurant they chose for us to go to was somewhere they used to go to after a long day of work with some of their coworkers. So they shared that fact with us, and then we had a delicious dinner there with them. And it just really shows how much Notre Dame alum want to help, and Kroc alum specifically.
Any final words you would like to share about your experience at She Leads for Peace?
I think for me, this final story just sums it up best. I remember we had a little graduation ceremony on the last day, and we were all going around and talking about our experiences. And I remember telling the group that, I was like, guys, I know this sounds ridiculous because this program has only been 2 weeks long, but I really can't imagine my life without having participated in this. And just attending the UNITAR conference definitely wasn't like an opportunity that had been on my radar until the spring. So it definitely wasn't like how I hadn't anticipated spending 2 weeks of my summer in Geneva, but it was just an absolutely transformative and life-changing experience. So I'm just so grateful that the Kroc Institute has made this possible for us.
I would also like to extend my gratitude to the Kroc Institute. I felt very empowered leaving the seminar and starting senior year, coming back to Notre Dame after being away all last year. And it was like, I felt like in a really ripe time in the world. Like, we had the Eras tour going on. We had the Barbie movie coming out. It just was like a great atmosphere to be coming back to school with.
I also am so thankful for this opportunity through the Kroc Institute. And I think something that I took away, which also leads into advice for people that are looking at this program, is to really just go for it, even if it's out of your comfort zone. It was one of the first times I had traveled, well, it was the first time I had traveled abroad without knowing anyone I was going with yet. And I think just learning from the women there and all of the super helpful Notre Dame girls I was traveling with was just an experience I'll never forget. So I would say, even if it feels like scary or something that isn't really in your path, I think you should do it anyway.
Once again, I'd like to thank our guests, Mary Kate Cashman, Erin Tutai, and Ella Ermschler, for joining us on the podcast today and providing a glimpse into their ongoing professional development in peace studies. Thanks so much to all of you for taking some time out of your busy student schedules to share your experience, and best wishes for the rest of your semester.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
And listeners, if you would like to learn more about the undergraduate program in Peace Studies at the Kroc Institute and the academic opportunities it offers to Notre Dame undergraduates, including the supplementary major and minor in Peace Studies and the Notre Dame Student Peace Conference, visit our website at kroc.nd.edu/undergraduate. You've been listening to the KrocCast, Peace Studies Conversations convened by the University of Notre Dame's Kroc Institute for International Peace Studies, part of the Keough School of Global Affairs. You can find all episodes of the KrocCast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, and online at kroc.nd.edu/podcast. You can also rate and review our podcast, which will help more people find our show. For more updates, stories, and videos from the Kroc Institute, follow us online on Facebook, X, Instagram, and YouTube. Thanks for listening.